Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I'm currently sat on my floor. It is 4:04 p.m. You all know I love to record when I'm sat on my floor. And right now, oh my God, there's an eyelash in my eye, all dangling. God, sometimes eyelash extensions are so annoying, especially when they just start falling out towards the end when you need to get a refill. Like, oh my God. Anyone with eyelash extensions right now would understand. They get fucking annoying. Anyway, today has felt like it's been really busy. Just before this, I laid on my bed for 30 minutes. I just had a shower because after this, I've got a live meditation I am holding for my Woman Up Monthly babes. And then I'm currently hosting, if you haven't seen on my Instagram, hosting a 3-day challenge on how to put yourself first. And that is on my free Facebook group, The Daily Flow. So if you have not been following along, if I do say so myself, it is an amazing challenge. And tonight's the last night. I'm a little bit sad. I might have to make it 5 days next time. But go join The Daily Flow Facebook group in the show notes below and you will get access to that. It should definitely be of time of recording the last 3 videos in the media tab on the Facebook group. But yeah, it's been super fun. But I have that and then I'm going out to dinner. So the point of me telling you that is because I relaxed, had a shower, and now here we are. But today I had a few appointments of things that I just haven't been able to do in the past couple of weeks. Oh, really? I haven't just made time for. One of them, which was well overdue, was I got a haircut. So if you follow me, you kind of know what I look like in person, not in person, social media. I have very long hair. I always get questions on my hair. People do not believe me it's real. Believe me that it's real. There's a better sentence. Until I tug on my hair and I'm like, see, look, it's not hair extensions. I have to give props to my Asian genetics for that one. Because yes, I do love my long hair, but I admittedly, because I'm very fortunate, I don't take that good care of it. Except this year when I got into my skincare routine, I've mentioned this, I started to get better products for my hair. And I currently use Moroccan oil. I 110% recommend. I have the shampoo, conditioner, the hydrating one, and then I have the oil, which I put in my ends every night at least. When I first got it, I was doing it every day and every night, and that was a very good habit, but I've just kind of been lazy. And I also got, with that, a complimentary hair mask. I haven't actually finished that, and I got this 6 months ago. I don't do that enough. I think I've literally done it 3 times. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I can't talk today. But anyway, I got a haircut. I always just get the bare minimum off, but so it still looks healthy, and I get a blunt cut. And I love getting a blunt cut. So when my hair grows out, it gets quite thin towards the end, but it's still super long. But with a blunt cut, and anyone that knows, has a blunt cut or knows what that is, it just makes my hair feel like it has more volume and thickness. So I'm excited to have a haircut, and I wanted to get it done because I have a friend's wedding next week, which I'm so excited for. Oh my goodness. Within the next few months, I have 3 weddings. So this one next week and then 2 other in the new year, which is very exciting. But yes, today I feel like I'm now sat on the floor recording it, and I feel this is my debrief. Sitting around with all of you, speaking to you all and having a chat while I just chill out. I've been very busy as well because I released a pre-sale. I mentioned this to everyone on the podcast. I'm pretty sure I did last week, that I have created a bundle called the Femme Collective Bundle. And it is a high ticket coaching experience with a low ticket price. I created this because I wanted to give back as much as possible to every single female that ever listens to me, watches me, follows me, whatever it may be, knows about me as we are ending this year. Because, yeah, let's be real. This year has been fucking crazy, right? There's been so many ups and downs. It's like a fucking roller coaster. And I feel like this year, when you like catch your breath and you just think, okay, it's not that bad. And then something else happens, right? But in saying that, I'm very appreciative of all the hard moments and all the moments that have really tested my patience and my resilience and my willpower this year, because it has definitely made me a stronger person. And anyway, I'm going on a little bit of a rant, but I have created this bundle because I know that this year has just, I don't know, it's been a lot. And everything that I've compiled in this bundle is everything on mindset, confidence, empowerment, manifestation, habit. And when I say you get access to high ticket coaching, I mean it. You actually get a full, complete workbook that is from a program that I stopped mid-year this year, just because I wanted to do a few updates. I wanted to change the name. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen that. But that is a private one-on-one workbook. I literally think it's 70 pages. Yeah, 60 or 70 pages. I have not taken anything out. You get it all. You get an exclusive podcast episode that has only been released again to private members on limiting beliefs. And then along with that, you get a bunch of video trainings that I've poured my heart and soul. There is a video training on there that I specifically created for this bundle. And so no one has ever seen it. Only those who enroll in the Femme Collective bundle will be able to see this manifestation training. But overall, it is just, it's an amazing resource to be able to use throughout the rest of your life. There are so many different pieces. And the best thing is that you can go at your own pace. There is no, because I like that. I like when I'm given something, but of course, you know, you have to have some discipline. You have to sit down, put in the work, you know, apply it all. I always say these in my trainings is don't bother watching or taking on board what I'm saying if you're actually not going to do anything about it, right? Because what's the point in that? It's like this 3-day challenge that I'm hosting. I say that. I've said that in both of the days. Like, don't just sit here and watch this and then go away and be like, oh, that was a cool training, and then do nothing. Because what the fuck is that going to do? Like, that is some tough love for me. You need to put in the work. So yes, you need to practice discipline, but I've always also created it so you are able to do it in a pace that suits you. And I had one other question I always get from it. Oh yeah, so there is a payment plan, a 3-monthly payment plan available as well if you need that. But all of that will be in the show notes below. It will reopen for Black Friday and spots are limited. Because what I wanted to do and what I wanted to achieve with this is that every woman that actually enrolls, I wanted to be able to keep track so I can personally touch base with these women. And so I've actually capped the amount of people that can enroll. And I can say that spots are filling up very, very quickly. I don't think, honestly, that there will be a whole lot left by Black Friday. If you are keen and you are 100% committed to invest and you hear this podcast episode day recording or tomorrow on Thursday and you're like, yes, I really want a spot, send me a DM. Let me know that you're from the podcast, that you listen to the podcast, and I will give you a spot on that, because I haven't checked since this morning, but I honestly think right now there is only 10 spots left. And yeah, it's important to me to be able to intimately check in on all of the women that are doing this bundle and, you know, offer as much guidance and support as I can. So just know that when you sign up for the Femme Collective bundle, you will have me there checking in on you. Anyway, that was just get a little announcement out of the way, let you know about my day. I wanted just to get on today and do a little mindset check. I've been speaking a lot about mindset lately on my socials, with my private clients, with my friends. I find that this has been a very, what's the word? A repeating theme in my life and with conversations in my life. And I love speaking about it. And there's so many different ways that you can look at mindset and understand the mindset. But I really, this episode is going to be a quick one, but it's just for you to check in on your mindset and what has really been happening this year, and are you asking yourself the big question? I shared this on my story last night, and when I did, I was like, I need to share this tomorrow on the podcast episode for all of my listeners. But the question that I need you to start asking yourself, this should be part of your daily routine, is how is this serving me? And this is in regards to every relationship, romantic, platonic, your workplace, the content that you consume, to the small things, such as, here's an example. I was on the way to an event the other day, and it was quite far from where I live. It was at least a 45, 50 minute drive. There was so much traffic at this time that it ended up being like a 70 minute drive. And, you know, I've started to look at things in a different light when it comes to my, how I emotionally react, how I use my energy, especially in situations you cannot control, right? And I, halfway through, yes, I was getting a little bit annoyed, but I was like, whatever. And then I just started, like, the anger started, I let it fester, and I let it keep building inside of me, because I kept mulling over it while I was driving. And I, like, normally I'll just, like, turn on the music or a podcast. I was actually in the car with a friend, so I was, like, chatting. And then I just started to focus on the fact that I hate being late. It's just it's just ingrained in me. I hate being late. Like, I'm someone, I'm on time or I'm early always. And if I'm late to anything, no matter how big or small, just know that has given me so much fucking anxiety, because I hate being late. Anyway, I knew I was going to be late, and I started stressing out, and then I started swearing at the drivers in front of me, because if you live in Perth, you know Perth drivers are just fucked. Sorry to say to all my Perth people listening, but Perth drivers are fucked. They don't know how to merge or indicate. And so this is all happening in bumper to bumper traffic, and I started getting angry, and my, like, blood level was rising, and all of this. And then I literally, just in that moment, I was like, hang on. I said it out loud, and my friend was sitting next to me. I was like, how is this serving me? And I was like, it's not serving me right now. It's not adding to anything. It's not going to get me there any faster. It's making me stressed out. It's fucking up my central nervous system, because I'm going into fight or flight mode, right? So that was just a small example of when you can use this question as well. And when I say you need to start using this question all of the time, you really do. And I've been asking that of myself with the content that I've been consuming. I've been unfollowing a lot of accounts lately. And obviously, the more with the way the algorithm works, the more that you unfollow people, the more older accounts that you haven't seen in a while come up, right? And so, like, random accounts will come up, and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't remember following this person, or, like, I don't know why I follow this person, because I completely don't resonate. And that's fine. Like, that's fine, right? Because I'm a completely different person to who I was. Like, I unfollowed a female yesterday, and I think I started following her literally when I got Instagram, like 6 years ago, maybe even longer, 5 years ago. How long has Instagram been around? I have no idea. It has to be longer than that, right? Maybe it was 6 years. Anyway, I just didn't resonate with anything that she posted, and, you know, that's completely fine. And I unfollowed. And because I asked myself, I'm like, how is this serving me? And even when I sit on my phone and I scroll, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Don't get me wrong, I'm a human being. We all have these moments where we just mindlessly scroll, right? And then you're like a zombie. Anyway, I have just been thinking about this question. I've been sharing it with my friends and my family, and especially my clients, especially my friends, because what I've noticed with touching base and getting a lot more, I wanted to say a lot more intimate with my friends. I don't mean in that way. So I've been making a conscious effort over the past 2 months to really connect with new and old friends. And I mean that in the sense of whether I hang out with my friends every single day or every single week, or whether, like, today I caught up with a friend that I haven't seen all year, and we've kept in touch, and it was really good to make time for her. But I've been asking myself, like, the relationships in my life, how do they serve me? But then when I'm connecting with these people and reconnecting with them and putting more time and energy into them, I'm holding space for them to ask themselves this question. Because what I've noticed, this is the point I was getting at, What I've noticed is that every single different relationship that I have in my life currently, and I'm thinking of like all my friends, all my loved ones, everyone has a different perspective and view on the world, right? That's just standard. That's every single person in the world. That's just not just my friends. But there's so many different perspectives on how they are viewing their own relationships, their own money, their own workplace, where they want to be at the end of this year, where they want to be next year, with how they have battled through COVID-19. There are so many different perspectives that I've taken on. I have had friends break up with their long-term partners, and then I recently have had a couple of friends who have gotten into brand new relationships, and just hearing different perspectives on everything, and more so when we dive in deeper, obviously, you know, with the good always comes the bad, and I urge them all, and this is what I'm urging you, is to say, how is this serving me right now? How can I do better for myself? And to start to prime your mindset to ask that question and be honest with yourself, even to the point of the music you're consuming. Like, trust me, I'm not perfect with this. Like, you should hear what I listen to when I gym, but it's just so true. Everything that goes in, you pick up on a subconscious level, right? So look around you, think about the interactions that you've had today, think about the content you've consumed, think about, you know, everything in your workplace or the money in your bank account. Are you doing the best that you can in any sense, you know, not just related to money, but in life? Are you working towards what you really want? Or are there things or people in your life that you need to keep at an arm's length distance, or even dispose of? Dispose of is not a very nice word for people. Maybe things, but people, I guess, keep at an arm's length and see how it goes, you know, because yes, it can be really hard to have a breakdown of a relationship, romantic and platonic, right? And I've had a few of those these years. I can't talk. I've had a few relationship breakdowns this year. One was romantic, and then I had a couple of friendships. And, you know, it's been a big, big lesson, especially the friendships, right? Let's just isolate the friendships with just how I am as a person, how I do things. But I really, it's all about being honest with yourself. And this podcast episode is all a reminder to every single one of you listening is that you are number one in your life, right? You are the main character, and you need to start treating yourself like the main character and start doing the things for yourself that you do for other people. Start helping yourself the way you help other people and creating a mind that serves you. I have done a shit. If it's anything that I've really gotten out of this year, is the extraordinary progress in my mindset. I definitely think getting off the contraceptive pill, and as I mentioned in last week's episode, we need to wrap this up because I can't fucking talk. And microdosing on mushrooms has helped. No, I'm not saying go microdose some mushrooms and get off the pill if not necessary, even though when it comes to the pill, as I said in my podcast episode about it, definitely consider it. But I have become a lot more clearer in what serves me and what I'm consuming. And I kind of put up a wall when I'm around things or people that I don't want to take in. I don't want to subconsciously take in, right? And you need to be strong in that. You need to do yourself the honor of respecting your mind enough to look after it. That's the thing. Like, why would you not look after your mindset? And trust me when I say I know what it's like to be in a very, very low place where you can't possibly imagine getting out of that shitty frame of mind. Trust me. And I'm actually helping one of my friends at the moment. She is going through a breakup. She's going through a whole transition with who she is in life and where she's at. And so trust me, I know from experience and I know from my loved ones how hard it is. But just know that you are number one and you need to respect yourself enough, give yourself the worth that you are worth to look after what is basically controlling your entire life. That is the thing. Your belief system, your thought pattern, your mindset, everything that is happening up in the top of your head is controlling everything that you see in your entire life. And this is just a reminder. So start asking yourself with everything, how is this serving me? And of course, with this, recognize when it is a positive serving. You know, you still need to recognize that. And I ask that of relationships and situations I'm put in now, even if I'm like, yes, this is really positive, this is really good. Like, I feel I have a lot of energy when I am around this person, or, you know, they're respecting my boundaries, or this situation was great for me. But I still ask myself, okay, how is this serving me? And it's a good question to journal on as well, and to be honest with how you feel. And if you find the things that you're putting time and energy into aren't really serving you, well, then start to take back your time and your energy and put that into something that is actually serving you. This is about self-reflection and becoming self-aware and recognizing where you're doing yourself a disservice and where you can do better by yourself. Just a reminder, and something that I've been having a lot of conversations about as of late, but I will leave you with that. As I've said, come join us in the Femme Collective Bundle. You will love. If you love the podcast, I promise you will love this. And as I said, there are limited spots. So send me a DM, say you are from the podcast. All of the information is in the show notes below. And come join the free 3-day challenge on the Daily Flow Facebook group. I'm going to go now because I cannot speak. Oh my goodness, tripping over my word. I am about to host a meditation, then the last day of the challenge, and then yay, pasta and red wine. I'm so excited. At one of like my favorite restaurants in Perth. If you're from Perth, Sienna's in Leederville. If you haven't been, golly gosh, where have you been? Living under a rock because it's the best. Anyway, I will leave you all. As always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means so much to me. It means so much to the podcast, all of this support. I would love if you could leave a review, leave 5 stars, even screenshot, put on your story, tag the podcast, tag myself at Jess Pennelly, and write your biggest takeaway from any episode that you listen to, because I love listening to your takeaways and any feedback as well. As always, have an amazing week, and I will speak to you soon. Bye. I'm not afraid of the dark.